Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Happy Thursday, fuckers. Well, Monday for you guys, or whatever day you're listening to this. It's another fucking episode of the Snowcast. I'm your host tonight, DJ Walsh, joined on my left, flying solo tonight, we are Mr. Owen Tabb. Owen, how you getting on, kid?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Thanks for passing the phone up for there quite swiftly.
We're actually a bit giddy now because we've been having a bit of crack there with Mihal and Vic from Grady's Art. Kind of, the old blood is flowing, the old giddy juices are going.
Yeah, we had a giddy walk in as well there on Instagram Live, but good old crack like.
Yeah, me fucking hand was frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, we're here tonight, like, this time last week we were here with Sonia. Like, lads, if you didn't listen to that episode, get on it, because Sonia was a revelation. She was brilliant.
She's a way better speaker than either the two of us, like.
Oh yeah, she's very eloquent, like.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of fucking hicks.
Yeah, no, she's very descriptive about everything, like. That story about her in Morocco, I was just like, huh? And I was like, I'm pretty much in Morocco, like. I felt like I was in fucking, I felt like I was sitting beside J.K. Rowling or someone, and like, I was in the wizarding world of Morocco.
I'd say in Harry Potter land, Morocco be sound enough, like. They'd know their shit, like. They'd be good at the old potions anyway in Marrakesh. We've had a fairly eventful week, actually, because we had such an eventful week we didn't even get our episode this week out on Monday. We had to wait till Tuesday because a couple of things happened in our week. First of all, a huge congratulations to my brother Ian, who got engaged to Ellen, or Pellin as we call her, basically little cousins called her Pellin because they couldn't pronounce Ellen for some reason, and it's just stuck, like, she's still Pellin to this day. So congratulations, guys, couldn't be happier for you. Basically what happened was, I was going to come here with Grady's Yard Sunday night to the Halloween party Vic talked about on last 2 weeks ago's episode now, by the time you're listening to this. And I was like, right, I'll get back. Like, flew in from Liverpool on Saturday night, went to Liverpool against Cardiff with Alan, my brother, on Saturday. Welsh people are strange. Like, kept singing at Liverpool people about England. Liverpool people don't even like England in the whole. It was a bit weird, like. It was good needle from fairness at times, like, singing football's coming home, but, like, sing that in, like, south of England, lads, like, you know your audience. Got back late Saturday night, so stayed in the folks on Saturday night, was getting ready to come home and go to this brews and booze that they were having on in Grady's Yard. Sounded like it was fucking fantastic night.
Fucking missed the quality one there, say.
Because you were away at the United match, and I was getting ready to come back to Waterford for the old session, and Ian and Ellen walk in. He fucking, he had a bit of physio on the knee there on Saturday and dropped it.
Dropped the knee.
Yeah, yeah. And
tough thing to do, like.
Sure, I dropped all my plans. Rang me if you have to drive down, bring me down some clothes. And sure, may come out yourself. And had a heap of lovely Beamish there in Ziggy Rocks. And went on up to the Piercy Hurling Football Club after that, home to the parents' house. Lovely Beamish and Ziggy Rocks, actually.
Is that a thing, I wonder, in other countries, like having bars in clubs, clubhouses?
Like, I don't know if Sunday League Football Club has a bar in England, or I don't know. Listeners, come. Let us know. Well, soccer clubs in Ireland is not a big thing. Hurling and football clubs, some of them do, some of them don't. Rugby clubs have, all lads. There'll be a lot coming from the Water Park Rugby Club next summer when we get the tag rugby up and going. But that was good, and that led me on then to Sunday night where I bumped into Dodd. Loyal followers of the Snugcast remember Dodd from episode 2, and Dodd worked with us last year, had his big final exams, and we got the message today, he passed.
Fair play to you, Dodd. Mass more.
I mean, lads, basically in our professional lives, I had to tutor this lad. So he arrived into work fresh-faced, thinking he had a real professional lad tutoring him. Little did he know I was the pisshead that I am. Match made in heaven.
Couldn't meet a sounder vocal, like.
No, and sitting the same exam on was one of your good friends, Emily Dower. Shout out to her as well.
Yeah, shout out to Emily. Fucking fair fucks, yeah. Especially with... I'd say the experience you got.
I'd say it's an achievement passing those exams, but we will fucking manage to do it anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Listen, eventful week all round. Naturally enough, Sunday night, you were in Manchester. You got back and went out in Dublin, I think, or something. I don't know. You were all over the place all weekend.
I actually can't remember.
And then I had like a couple of kegs of Beamish. So like Monday was a bit of a write off for both of us. There was no episode, no editing. Couldn't even remember who we spoke to last week. By the time Monday came around, but Tuesday we got it out. Fucking cracking episode. If you haven't listened, listen. And we're here tonight. You can hear some vibing beats in the background there. I love the fucking the atmosphere that's on this place.
I'd say, obviously we can't hear what this is going to play back as now, but like I say, there's a lot of chatter and stuff in the background. I hope it comes out quite nice that you feel as if you're here. But it's really nice atmosphere in here. Like at the moment, like you know, you have that kind of like. Little like cacophony of conversations going around I really like it.
And like we started coming here the first week it was open, did the interview with the lads back 5 weeks ago now, and that went down really well. Sure, that was episode 6 and we've had one special since, so this is episode 11, so it's 5 weeks ago. Like we
legs 11
no I'm biting my tongue here, but we had a chat and that was a Thursday night, and actually it was a lot brighter at this stage of the Thursday night back then, but place is livening up even on the Thursdays now. It's Waterford has embraced this niche bar that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, and actually I mentioned it was in the interview or another episode, but it was that I was like Electric Avenue used to be a spot in Waterford when I was 18, 19, 20 that
where you had your 18th?
Had my 18th, and it used to be like absolutely bopping, and it's reopened again. Like that's going to be fucking quality venue. Like Gavin James last weekend.
Wycliffe Jean is surely shooing to play there.
Surely.
Make it happen, lads. Get on the fucking social media.
And actually, while we're giving a shout out, right, we made a bit of a cock up on episode 9 with the intro music, and episode 10 we've nailed it. We've got it back.
Look, we're only fucking winging it here, lads. But Owen, as we're speaking. Fucking comment on the Instagram there. Oh, speaking of episode 10, Tommy KXO on Instagram. Loved episode 10, lads. Keep up the good work. # London Listener. We are international. It's official.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
We're not bullshitting anymore.
Fuck
no. Love our overseas listeners, and fuck Brexit is the official political stance of the Snugcast.
# fuck Brexit.
Like # fuck Brexit. Get our going, lads. That's fucking been an eventful week. Congratulations to all those guys, and a lovely sight from the weekend one was those 12 Thai children that you saw in Old Trafford.
Just to clarify, this is the Wild Boars football team from Thailand who got stuck in that cave because their goal of a coach brought them down a cave in the middle of a like monsoon or something. And yeah, got flooded into a cave and had to be rescued. To the actual detriment of one diver who died, wasn't it, during the rescue attempt as well?
Yeah,
like, you know,
tragic.
But those that football team were at Old Trafford for the Manchester United Everton game that we were at. I heard a good few like jokes and stuff before the game had happened that like the 12 kids who were there. There was kind of an introduction thing saying like, oh, you know, best of luck to the 12 Thai kids who will be at the Manchester United Everton game this weekend. And then a few tweets afterwards were like, oh my God, have those kids not been subjected to enough hardship?
I don't know, is that more digging United or Everton, but on we go from there.
Definitely both anyway, like, yeah.
Oh, the way things are going, listen, it's not a bad, not been a bad few months as a Liverpool fan, but on we go. And look, this week we did something. It's been probably 6 or 7 weeks since we've done this, and we threw up on the social media there looking for a few questions from listeners. Just like, you know, we come up with topics all the time. There's topical stuff happening the whole time, but we also want to know what you guys want discussed. In fairness, you've come up with some philosophical dilemmas of the 21st century for us to have a chat over tonight.
Yeah. Actually, right, I want to interject, right? I haven't told you this, right? But at the Manchester United game, right, we had, myself and my dad had 8 hours to kill beforehand, right? So we met this guy in the middle of Manchester, and we were talking to him for a while. He goes, you know, all right, lad, what do you think the game's going to be tonight? All this shit. Like,
plenty,
you know,
of Cockney lads in Manchester.
This guy was actually Cockney, right?
Is he related to Simon?
Possibly, yeah. But anyway, he was up for the match, right? And he was a diehard United fan, like, you know. But he was saying to us all, "What do you think of City this season?" And he was giving a fucking large about City, like, just fucking dicks, all this shit, right? But anyway, he said, "I have a joke for you guys, right?" So he says, "Right, this lawyer." Goes to the Etihad and he's wanted a season ticket for years. So he finally goes, right, I'm definitely getting a season ticket this year. So he goes to the Etihad and he goes into the ticketing office. He goes, I want a season ticket. The guy goes, yeah, no problem. If you just take a seat down there, I'll get everything ready for you and I'll get your season ticket. So he sits down and this other woman who's behind the counter comes up and she goes, sorry, like, by any chance, are you a Jew? He goes, yeah. Yeah, I am, yeah, yeah. She goes, and are you circumcised? He goes, well, as a matter of fact, yes, I am.
As tends to be the fashion.
She goes, sorry, we can't give you a season ticket. He goes, what? Why? We can only give season tickets to total knobs. Me and Dad fucking fell around the place.
Oh, that was a good one. Fucking City fans have gotten very weird. Very weird all of a sudden. Like, since Guardiola went, all of a sudden they've got this weird obsession with Liverpool.
Yeah.
It's very strange, like. Very strange. Speaking of Liverpool, a guy who we're going to meet hopefully on the weekend after this episode comes out in Liverpool for a pint and a chat and a bit of a recording as well is Conor Mudge, and he's been on the Facebook to us and he wants to know, he's actually asked one of my favourite questions to ask. I love this question. And it's, if you won the lottery, what's the first thing you'd spend it on? So like, we're assuming this is like a Euro Millions type lottery, so we're not limiting this at all. Like, you've won 120 million, like. What's the first thing you're going to spend money on?
Myself.
We fucking know that.
First thing, Jesus. Do you have an answer? Go on, let me think there.
The boring answer, which is probably what I'd actually do, would be like, I probably. No, fuck no, definitely not. I've thought about this at length. Like, I'm gonna be straight away looking at, can I get a corporate box in Anfield? Because then I can. That's like, I think there's like 20 seats and you get catered for and everything. So like, if I've got that kind of money at my disposal, I'm going to every home match and I'm enjoying it in comfort.
I think I go for a bastard of a house, like, just absolute. I like my home comforts, like, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think I get a big one. I think I get a regular size one, but kit it out to fuck, like.
I mean, you're hard. You want to live in a fucking estate or something, like, you know.
Oh no, like, I'll build it in the countryside. Yeah, but, like, yeah. I'm not going for a 15 bedroom or like.
Oh no, like, I'm not talking about like mansion, but like, I'm talking about like comfortably could have like.
Oh yeah, like,
do you know, you'd have like 7 or 8 bedrooms or something, like, you wouldn't be having like
I'll have the big fuck off games room as well on the like cinema screen and stuff like that.
Shit. It'd be like MTV Cribs, like.
But I'm not going, that's not the first thing I'm buying though.
Go on.
Like, I'd say if I win the lotto, if I won, say, 120 million euro, first thing I'm buying is a fucking plane ticket to Barbados or somewhere like that. And you know what? I'm going spending a month out there sipping fucking pina coladas, thinking to myself, what am I going to do with the rest of the money? Part of it's going to be investing a better microphone for the Snugcast. Mm. She's obviously going to stay going.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Like, this is a passion, not a fucking career.
Not a ration.
Yet. Yes. I think plane ticket to Barbados and think what I can spend the rest of the money on. Sipping on pina coladas.
Why not a plane?
Because I'd be thinking about buying a plane over there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What are you going with anyway? Nail down an answer for me. What's your final answer? I'm just lashing 120 million in your bank account there. Well, if I got it right this second, I'd probably buy another pint of Captain Sable.
Yeah.
That's what we're drinking tonight, by the way. National Stout Day.
Yeah, jeez, we haven't done our What Are You Drinking Tonight section.
Yeah, but the same thing we were drinking last two episodes.
Yeah. How much is a pack of Haribo?
You can get them for, well, because Halloween's over now, they're probably on offer. You'll probably get 3 packs for €1.
Yeah, I'd probably get that. That'd be probably, yeah.
Well, you still need to meet the nutritional needs of modern society, so Haribo fits in really nicely with that.
I'd say big fuck off house, I'd say.
Fuck off house.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I like where you're going with that.
It would be MTV crib style. Like, I'm not saying, like, I spent ages doing it. Like,
you're doing an exhibit, like?
Yeah. It'd be kitted out. Did you ever see, absolutely used to love MTV Cribs. That was some TV show. Actually, here's a question for you. What was your favourite MTV show?
Oh, we were the generation that basically grew up on MTV.
And it was they were quality shows.
Yeah,
like
Cisco's Sing Along Dance Along.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Hit My Ride.
Cribs.
Jackass.
Dirty Sanchez. Punked.
Oh.
There are so many. I used to love the making of the videos.
Oh, good.
I used to love the making of the videos. Especially the little snippets where you'd see like how they're like pop stars were absolute fucking dopes, like, do you know. Yeah. Cribbing that day, they're like fucking had the wrong bottled water or something.
And then I think it turned kind of around the time of what was it, like 16 and Pregnant or something. Remember that show?
That was
kind of like around.
Do you know what? I don't mind around the time we started college, around 2007, 2008, it started turning into a lot more reality TV.
Yeah.
I don't mind Geordie Shore per se. Like,
I
like Geordie Shore. I don't like Jersey Shore. I don't mind Geordie Shore. Like, in terms of the fact that I'll watch Geordie Shore just to make myself feel better about my life. Like, they're so materialistic and so two-dimensional, it genuinely does make me feel better about my life. In terms of my favourite MTV show, I think I might be going with Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. X to the Z, like.
X going give it to you, like.
Yeah.
Like, have you heard about Pimp My Ride? About how it was complete sham, like. And all, like, most of the cars that they kitted out, like, completely broke down within like a couple of weeks and were absolute bits.
Don't tell me this.
Anyway, but do you remember, what was that show where, like, they gave someone like access to three people's bedrooms and then they chose one to go on a date with. What was that again? That was fucking brilliant. Remember they used to get the UV light and check the bed sheets? Like my place, my bed, when I was 15 or 16, my bed sheets would have lit up like the fucking Vatican. Like, I would have been like, if you put a UV light to my bed sheets when I was 15.
These are very clean.
Yeah, all you'd have is some fucking, all you'd have is some pricking Rohan shouting, the beacons are lit. One for the Lord of the Rings fans there. Woohoo! Poor me hall there as I've dropped my glass.
I love Cribs. Like, I thought that was the fucking
Cribs. I love the Cribs of Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh man,
that's big, probably my favourite episode.
Big,
like,
round bed, and yeah, he had like I love the one with Travis Barker. That was one of the coolest pools I've ever seen in my life.
Was that the one with the tunnel under the waterfall?
Tunnel under the waterfall, all these tiki like things designed. It was like real, like it was kind of like rock face. It was as if it was like a natural pool.
Missy
like.
Elliott's one was brilliant as well. She had the turtle green Ferrari that like I obsess over. I'd love. Fucking brilliant. Jesus, that was the segue from Lotto Money, but not really. It was smooth enough transition there.
I think this is going to be segue-ish.
Oh, listen, this is what we're going with. Shit, the pub talk about random topics. Exactly what I want. Gary Ellison asks a very poignant, serious question. Would you rather have a bum as a face or a face as a bum?
Would the face on your arse be like operational, or would it be, you know, like, would it be?
I'm taking like, this as basically, talk, like, you know? Basically, if you have a bum as a face, you've got a bum as a face and a bum as a bum, and if you have a face as a bum, you've got a face as a face and a face as a bum. So for that reason, I'm going for a face as a bum.
Yeah, yeah.
We both talk a lot of shit anyway, so it'd be no different.
Yes. Right, so if you had a face for a bum, right?
Yeah, you'd still have a face for a face.
Obviously go for that. Like.
Yeah, that's it, like, the logical thinking.
Well, like, are you talking about, like, Professor Quirrell in Harry Potter? You know, where it's actually, like, somebody there, like, you know?
Like, Voldemort is living out your colon, like. Lord Colomort. He's really shit at spells.
Shit.
Casting some shit. 21, he's waving as a fucking dildo. Anyways.
Yeah, so I think
we're both faces for arses.
Yeah.
There's always shit spouting out of our mouths anyway.
Yeah.
The whole point of this enterprise. Gary also asks, if you could only drink.
I'm gonna slap in the ass though. Oh, my nose!
But you know what though? I have this thing, right? On a cold winter's morning, a slap in the arse properly hurts.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been punched in the face that's hurt too much.
But, yeah, I don't know, you've definitely been slapped in the arse more, like, do you know what's interesting?
I do have a ghetto booty.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Gary asks, if you could only drink one alcoholic drink for the rest of your life, what would it be? Jesus, Gary, the way these are going down on National South Day, it might well be a captain's table by Yellow Belly Bear sitting in Grady's yard. Look at that, that's fucking smooth, isn't it? But, go on, you go first, because I've thought about this a good bit. I've thought about this question a good bit in my life.
One alcoholic drink?
For the rest of your life. And I'm going to say, right, I want to allow a bit of lenience in this. I don't think you're going to have to narrow it down to, say, a whiskey ginger ale or a vodka raspberry or a... I'm saying, like, you can only have one drink that's alcoholic for the rest of your life. In terms of, like, if you're drinking alcohol, you can only drink vodka, you can only drink whiskey, you can only drink stout.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I want to make it easier on you.
I think I'd go for a lager.
Lager, just the easy option.
Yeah.
I can see where you come from, yeah. Like,
I'm just thinking about, like, say, like when I went travelling and stuff, like, you know, you're not getting a Guinness everywhere you're going.
You're not getting
a stout, like, you know, you're going to be fucked if you get a Guinness, like, in Thailand or whatever.
Delibelly.
Yeah. And it's the same, like, if, yeah, like, you know, I was in some of the fucking vodkas and stuff as well, like, abroad, like, we... dodging off, like, whereas I think you can get, like, every country does a beer, like,
yeah,
like, and a, like, do you know, so I think like a lot of the places I went, it was cheap, like cheap beer as well, like, it's just, so yeah, I think it's yeah, I think a lager.
You think the correct answer is lager?
I think, yeah, there's, yeah,
I've gone complete opposite into you.
Yeah, go on.
Mine's whiskey.
Okay.
So my whole thing is, right, without whiskey, if you go lager, say, you can never have a Muldoon's again.
Yeah.
Pint of Muldoon's will never happen again.
Yeah.
Whiskey Mac will never happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, if you could only have whiskey, then you wouldn't be able to have the wine. Yeah, yeah. But with whiskey, you could get, say, a whiskey ginger ale or a whiskey coke or something, and you could sip away in it. But also, if you're like, I need to get there quick and I need to catch up, if you're on lagers, you're going to be bloated as fuck and pissing like a racehorse. Whereas I'm like, give me a fucking double Jameson straight, neat. Down the hatch, I'm doing a Simon Cahoon 2016 pub crawl challenge, catching up because he only made the last four pubs.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think I prefer just having, like,
yeah, I just think
having that majority of, like, things of whiskey's, like, you know, whiskey's beers, more, like, yeah, matches and things like that, you know,
whiskey's more versatile than you think.
What are you gonna drink at a match, eh?
I'm just gonna get fucked on whiskey beforehand, go into the match sober up, and then get fucked on whiskey after.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, at that United game, I got frisked, I'd say, about 6 or 7 times over the, like, I don't know, 3 hours we were there, like.
Was any of them by stewards?
Yeah, there was one called Stuart.
Hashtag dad jokes. Brilliant. Gary, I hope our answer suffice. Feel free to let us know what your answer will be when we meet up with you in Liverpool next weekend.
Oh, fuck, that's next weekend, yeah.
I can't fucking wait. Cannot wait. Tucker's been on, actually. And Tucker wants to know, what music are you listening to right now? So we're recording this on Owen's phone, so I have my phone free, so I'm looking at the question on my phone. I'm going to skip to my Spotify now to give an accurate answer. Owen, what are you listening to now?
What I'm listening to at the moment is, I'm listening to a lot of the Beastie Boys tracks, and it's simply because the two remaining members of the Beastie Boys have released a new book chronicling their entire career, and an audio book as well, which I really want to get on, because it has Snoop Dogg on the audiobook. Actually, can't really. There's loads of other stars that I really want to listen to as well. But the Beastie Boys are just fucking such a good, like, hype band to listen to. They just really get you in the mood for things, like, you know. And they're just absolutely ridiculous as well. Like, when you think about it,
it's,
like,
motivation, you know? Listening. If you need to get up for something, like, if you need to go, if you need to get going to go somewhere and do something.
I'm gonna listen to a lot of the Beastie Boys there at the moment. Like, yeah, they're just quality act. Like, you know, just you know, I think, and, like, they nearly have, like, this like Father Ted essence about them of, like, you know, not too many albums and, like,
yeah,
you know, they never,
they're quality over quantity.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I did a winter playlist for myself there on Spotify recently, so I'll throw some of the stuff that's on it at you. Like, straight away, the first song that's on any playlist that I listen to is going to be The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Like, we know, it's well documented, my obsession with that song. Like, we are the boys that he is referring to. We just got in today, but I threw Dancing in the Moonlight on that as well by Thin Lizzy. You know, fucking, and I have Johnny the Fox Meets Jimmy the Weed, which is a Thin Lizzy song based on two real life characters in Manchester, two real drug dealers that came across each other in the bar that Phil and his mother worked in. If you're on Spotify Premium,
I'm gonna say this, but I'm pretty sure I'm true.
Philomena,
she's from Waterford.
Is she, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she comes to Waterford a bit, doesn't she?
She comes from Waterford.
There's pictures of her in a bar in Waterford somewhere that we were recently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's not too far from here. I think she's actually not too far from Lombard Street.
Shout out to Lombard Street Bar Sausages.
Yeah.
That's on this playlist. I've got a bit of Bruce on it, the boss, who's on a the last time we discussed Bruce Springsteen, we delete that segment because it was libelous. But I've got just some of Bruce's classics. Glory Days was one I couldn't get out of my head today, actually. Got a bit of Razorlight in the morning. The Laz and the Wombats are definitely on it. The Coral as well. So they're three Liverpool bands. We're going to Liverpool soon, so it's... I have my Guilty Pleasure song on it as well. 1973 by James Blunt. I would call you up every Saturday night. Do you know that one? It's my guilty pleasure. I have a bit of the Frey, Kings of Leon, some Paolo Nutini, some Mumford and Sons.
Is that your number one guilty pleasure song?
Yeah. Oh, that and Set Fire to the Rain, or what's the Adele famous one? The big huge Adele one. Because it's my karaoke song. I can't remember the name of it.
Hello?
Starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, is running me out to die. Rolling in the Deep. Rolling in the Deep is also one of my guilty pleasures. And I have some Fleetwood Mac on that as well. So that's what I'm listening to at the moment. It's a very... It's not down a straight line at all. There's a good mix there, I think.
Ah, yeah. But I think we're fairly eclectic in our...
Yeah.
Mix of tunes, obviously. Yeah. Every day in work we kind of have a different playlist, like, to suit the mood, like,
I want to throw out a few Spotify playlists actually for listeners that we're going to discuss in more depth with when we have a couple of guests on at some stage.
I think we do that as a different topic, but
A couple of things that I try on and work the other time. Easy Naughties is a great one for anyone of our age, because it's basically the songs that were on the radio when we were teenagers. And like, it's a good one try on and work because everyone knows the tunes. And lads, if you are not absolutely all over the I Love My 80s hip hop and I Love My 90s hip hop playlists, you're doing something wrong with your life. Great, actually really good question by Tucker, because the music I listen to varies, like, will depend on the season and everything, like, so. Two more questions on the Facebook and then I'm going to, we'll do two quickies, so do you know what, we're going to do Robbie's question quick and then we'll Sean Murphy from the Thirsty Thursday podcast actually asked this question as well, so I'm going to do Robbie's quick. Would you Robbie, actually a quick one about Robbie. Shared a cab with Robbie Tamfield last Saturday from the Anfield Rap Live show, and safe to say Robbie wasn't in the best of shape after Friday night, and I said to Robbie, I was like, oh, I better get something to eat before I go in the stadium. He's like, yeah, I better too, I haven't eaten since 7:30 last night. You've been solid on the A, like, until getting a taxi to match at 2:00 in the day, like, so fair folks. Would you rather be fucked by a horse and no one knows, or would you rather not be fucked by a horse but everyone thinks you have?
That is one tough question.
I think Robbie might be speaking from experience now.
Yeah. I'd probably fuck the horse.
No, that's not the question though.
Oh, sorry.
If it's the choice of a horse fucking you or you fucking a horse.
No, but no, it is a question.
No, the question is, would you rather be fucked by a horse and nobody knows?
Sorry, fucked by a horse.
Fucked by a horse and nobody knows. Or not be fucked by a horse, but everyone else thinks you have been.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It's tough, because, right? Like, you know, like things, like, fizzle out of memory from people, right? Or, do you know, like, say, like, Jamie Carragher spitting on someone?
Well, like, have you heard of post-traumatic stress disorder?
What?
But like, I'm
saying that, like, that
he does two Monday night footballs and everyone forgets about it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, as in,
so you're saying you fuck two goats and then everyone forgets about the horse that fucked you, that they think fucked you.
Why are you bringing goats into it?
We all know what you get up to in your spare time.
That's why they call me the goat. The greatest.
The goat fucker. Oh my god. That took a turn. Now that I understand your point, I get where you come from. My whole take on it was, right, I get where you're coming from. You're saying, oh, if everyone thinks that a horse fucked you, then they'd just eventually forget about it. It'll be strange though when you've been tagged in something on Twitter and it's still getting retweets 5 years time by the people who've all just got the internet now, like the people in South Kilkenny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Would you rather be fucked by a horse?
But that's what I'm saying is, right?
Have you seen a horse?
No, the horse's dick is going to do permanent, serious damage to it. Like, you're going to need a colonectomy.
People have died from it.
Yeah. There was a woman on a video there that I've never seen. Yeah, that's my thing. The horse will do permanent damage, whereas everyone thinking you've been fucked by a horse, like, do I really care about everyone else's opinion that much? Probably not. Like, people know about worse stuff that I've done. Well, have I been worse than being fucked by a horse? That's a story for a different podcast. But I reckon, you know what? I'll take your judgment, fuckers. Right. Let you think that I was fucked by a horse.
Why?
My colon's still intact.
What a situation, right, where you fuck a horse, right?
Right.
Versus everyone thinking you fucked a horse.
Is there such a thing as equine STDs, like?
No. Let's just say no.
Well, then I'll fuck the horse. I'm going bareback on that bastard.
Get with me.
I think, like, right, I don't know how that physically would happen, though, because, like, horses are big, like...
Stepladder.
But, like, it'd be like Freddy got fingered when he just winks the horse off and says, look, daddy, I'm a farmer.
That's an elephant, isn't it?
No, he at the start of the movie, he does it to a horse and calls himself a farmer. Oh, yeah. And then it's the elephant at the end. Right, we're gone dry, lads. So we're going to come back to Sean's question in a minute. Top up the old captain's tables. Fucking pints topped up, bladders emptied. We're back for another fucking question, Owen.
Yeah, well, go on.
Sean Murphy from the Thirsty Thursday podcast has been on.
Good man.
Two good Waterford podcasts that love their beer collaborating.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out. We're in negotiations at the moment to do a few bits in around Winterfell for them.
Are we?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
We made a few comments on Instagram as all. That's as far as the negotiations have gone, but keep an eye out. And he wants to know the best hangover cures, right?
Yeah.
So my thing on the best hangover cures is there's not a single individual thing that you hang your hat on. It's the journey to the cure of the hangover that's important.
Okay, yeah.
So let's create a scenario where we're both really hungover and we take a journey together to curing said hangover.
Right, okay. So we've had, like, say 12 pints, right?
So we've been out 5 o'clock the day before, got home at 3 o'clock that morning.
Right, several hundred pints have been drinking.
So we've been heavy on the beer, and then we've gone on the fucking whiskey ginger ales in the Ridge.
Okay.
And we've got a Lombard Street. We've eaten that, and we've woken up at 11 o'clock.
Okay, you've carb loaded the night before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your head is banging and your stomach is touch and go. It's 10:30.
Right. Personally, I don't think I have the correct cure yet, right? Some things work for me some days, some things, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's more so about timing.
Timing is key. That's my thing where, like...
Yeah, I think, like, it's kind of a curve, like, you know, where you have to either hit it, like... Not too early, but not too late either. Like, you know,
if you hit it too early, you're getting sick in a ditch somewhere at 12 o'clock.
And then if you hit it too late, you've, like, gone past the point of where, like, so basically, food is basically a hangover cure, right? You have to get some grub into you the next day.
You have to increase your sugar levels, yeah.
Right. But if you go past the point of being able to eat and, like, your nausea from the next morning, like, basically just fucking, you know, because in the next morning you're not nauseous straight away. It's kind of a building sensation where you just get more and more nauseous. So, like, you have to kind of hit it nicely where, I don't know, probably maybe an hour after getting up that, like, you're meant to go get food of some sort. Now, what is the food is the next question.
So I think you're dead right. I think an hour after you wake up, you have to be on the grub.
Yeah.
So I think you wake up at, say, 10:30. You spend 20 minutes groaning and grunting, stretching.
On the phone.
On the phone. I think straight away you need to get some water into you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You need to just test them waters, literally. You're going to have to go for a Monster piss as well.
And Monster...
Normally, that's normally about 40 minutes after eating for me.
Well, I don't know. Like, sometimes the old Guinness now, she's a laxative.
I suppose it depends on what you've had. Anyway, yeah, that's true. Sometimes you'll have an old
Black
Guinness brew.
Is the colour.
Oh, Jesus. Her lips are definitely not like some roses here, huh?
No.
I think you're there the next morning, so you're having your bit of water, you're getting ready to get up, you're putting on the clothes it takes least effort to put on.
Like what?
Like trackies.
Trackies, yeah.
Trainees, a t-shirt, and in this weather, a hoodie.
Yeah.
You're walking to where you're getting something to eat.
Oh, 100%.
You have to do the fresh air.
Don't condone the drink driving either.
No, but also, like, not even a taxi. Like, you need to walk to clear the head.
Yeah. We had remember that session there where we walked to McDonald's? Mine. That was a long walk.
That walk did not suit me either.
But the reason for that was we left up way too long. We were playing PlayStation games or like.
Did we play PlayStation games? We stayed in bed way too long.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, it was like 3 o'clock.
Oh yeah,
like.
We went to my gaff to watch something sports event, World Cup.
Yeah.
The World Cup was on and it was bleak.
Yeah.
And eventually your father just collects you and I fell asleep on a chair.
Yeah.
So you need to get going. It's basically the thing.
Within an hour. You need a bit of a gap.
You need arson on the phone for 20 minutes, water, get up, easy clothes on, get going, walk to where you're getting something to eat, and the food you're eating has to be salty.
Yeah. And then, if you're not feeling well after the food, back on the pints.
That's it. Yeah. Like, you know that when you're on a weekend away, it's harder to do at home because it's harder to justify when you're at home. But like, you know,
especially if you're working, like.
Yeah. But we had the miraculous curing of myself in Amsterdam, where like, you know, that was pure dehydration. So you need to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You need salt. You need food to raise your blood sugar levels. And need water to rehydrate. And you're on to a winner then, like, look, if you go for a heap of drink and you end up going, like, we'll be coming into Christmas party season soon. Like, look, the next day is going to be bleak, lads. You just need to fucking accept it.
Yeah.
Just need to fucking accept it. That's the way it is.
Well, yeah, no, especially if you have another day. I think, so we have the 12 snows of Christmas lined up after our Christmas party.
Yeah.
And it's nearly that mentality that we have, the reason why we have it lined up.
So I have a theory on this, right? 12 snogs is going to be after our work Christmas party. Our work Christmas parties are notorious for us going heavy and other people not. Right? Now, there have been a few casualties along the way that have been put in taxis really early while we power on. I'm normally half dead to the world the next day. So my theory is, we'll do the 12 snogs, we'll have a few people with us. I reckon we'll be struggling the first few and slow. And everyone else will be gearing to go because they're going on 12 pubs. I reckon by pub 7, we're fucking motoring hard. Motoring very hard. And everyone else is starting to fade a bit.
No, I think history will tell you that. We're motors. We get giddier as the night goes on. Like, you know, we get more ambitious, you know.
The more sleep deprived I am, the more energetic I become when I'm drinking.
Yeah. No, Sam said that. No, I need to go sleep. Like, anyway, we're getting off topic.
I'm a sleep fiend, but the best hangover cure. By the way, part of the best hangover cure has to be salt and vinegar crisps, the hunky dory variety. But if you don't have them or you don't have the means to get them, any salt and vinegar crisp will do. What's also great as a hangover cure is chipsticks in a sandwich between two slices of Brendan's bread buttered.
You're a dirty bastard, and all that.
Have you any mad remedies like that you go to, no?
I'm kind of one for the juices now. Like, obviously, this isn't mad, like, but, like, I like. Not even juices, but, like, sugar. I'm kind of. I go for the old Capri Suns, Ribenas, like, real high content sugars that back in the 90s people thought were healthy for you, you know? Like, oh, we'll send them to school with a Capri Sun, like, literally about. 8 spoons of sugar going to school, like.
Like the way for a couple of years there, like Sunny D was being sold like left, right and centre, and all of a sudden like half of the population of Florida were turning orange and they couldn't figure out why, and it was jaundice from Sunny D or something like that. Something like that, allegedly. So anyway, we don't want the lawyers to get involved. But great question, Sean, and any listeners out there, Thirsty Thursday is free on Spotify. It's a really good listen. I've listened to a few of them now, and fucking love to have a chat with the lads and do a few bits, because they enjoy a laugh and a few points as well. Who doesn't?
Yeah,
in fairness. Got a few random ones for you now.
Okay, go on. This is your own spitfire.
This is just me thinking off the top of my head. Genuinely no preparation done. Right, if you could have one superhero's powers for one day, what would it be?
Probably flight.
Yeah, I think flight's a good one.
For one day, I think flight, yeah.
Right. Leading on to that, who's the best Avenger? Top three Avengers ranked 1 to 3.
Iron Man.
Number one,
I think. Just because he's a badass, like, you know. He, like, do you know, I think just how suave he is about everything, right?
Tony Stark is a great man.
Hawkeye. Because he's a fucking badass. But he's kind of like the Legolas of the Avengers, you know?
Legolas is my favourite of the Fellowship.
And then maybe I'm a big fan of Thor, like. He's a sound buka, like. I think I quite like the first Thor, where it was the whole what kind of land is this, you know?
I love that kind of talk.
Yeah.
I'm going straight in with Thor number one. Like, he's a fucking god.
Yeah.
Like, you actually cannot, like, he's a god. He has flight, as you said. He has the ability to command fucking lightning whenever he wants. He's the only one that can lift Mjolnir. Like, I'm going Thor number, and also, I like, anyone who knows me knows I love like Viking mythology and Norse mythology. Yeah, yeah. So like, I have a particular affinity to Thor, and I probably will have a Norse related tattoo coming in the next 18 months, I'd say.
I think why I like Iron Man so much is the same reason why I like Batman so much. As probably Batman's probably my all time favourite comic book hero, and it's like just the fact that they're human. And like, you know, have just like developed this themselves, like, you know, and like, you know, Batman is just fucking became a tank. And
that's your interpretation of best. Like, my best in terms of superhero, when I ask that question, me is like, who of all the superheroes is the most powerful? It's probably a different question. I think the obvious answer is Thor, but I love Thor anyway in general.
Yeah.
And I think my ranking would be Thor number one, Iron Man number two, definitely, for all the reasons that you've just aligned. And surprisingly enough, this question stemmed from a conversation that myself and my brothers had the weekend we went to London, and a couple of weeks back. And I was the only one that had Hawkeye in the top three as well, which just goes to show how fucking aligned our thinking is. But I was like, toss up between Hawkeye and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I really like Spider-Man Homecoming, and I like that incarnation of Spider-Man. I think, I don't know, he's such a likable character, but I'd be going Thor, Iron Man number two, and I would be going with Hawkeye just shading out Spider-Man as number three.
Okay, cool. Right, so follow-on question from me, right?
Right, go
on.
In
a similar vein, right? Would you rather have nipples the size of your dick, or a dick the size of your nipples?
Well, I just happen to have the smallest nipples the earth has ever seen. Like, genuinely, my nipples are completely, like, I am a giant of a man. A giant of a man. Anyone who hasn't met me will not understand, but, like, I'm 6'4", which isn't, I'm not the tallest man ever, but I'm quite broad and quite a sturdy frame. So, like, I am huge. And my nipples are so disproportionately, I'll give you a little peek there, look. Like, they're fucking tiny. Exactly. I just flashed the hole of fucking Grady's yard there. So, if my dick was the same size as my nipples, I'd be a virgin. That being said, if I had nipples the same size as my dick, It's just so ridiculous, like, it's a lose-lose. I'm not saying I've got a 12-incher on the flop or anything, because I don't, like, but quite the average Joe, like, I'm a grower, not a shower. But, like, I've given away so much of him. It's a fucking brilliant question. I'd probably go for the dick for nipples, but, like, just because it'd be funny, like, they'd be like, it'd be like permanent nipple tassels. Okay. Does the dick on your nipples come with a pair of balls attached?
No.
Alright, yeah, dick for nipples then.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
No. What's the difference? No, mine would
be a few dipples.
I'd have to go the same, like, yeah.
You could probably sellotape them down or something, like. Do you know that thing you do when you get a boner when you're not supposed to? You tuck it in the waistband.
Yeah, but see, that's the question as well. Do the nipples get erect?
If they're dicks, then they do, like, yeah.
And if they're nipples, like, nipples, like, get erect in the cold. So.
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But my mind do, like, there's no difference. I've got any nipples. That's quite good. Right, so, if you were just a big pile of rocks.
Yeah.
And you were to be a big pile of rocks for eternity, right?
Yeah.
And you were to be placed on any location on the planet just to observe what happened around you for the rest of eternity, what place on the planet would you go?
Times Square, New York.
Yeah.
I think I'd just be, people gazing, like, you know.
Yeah, I love people gazing.
Probably there. So you get some weirdos going on, like. Although they might annoy me as well, like.
Mm-hmm. See, I was thinking about this. It came to me in the car one day, and I was saying. I was like, Jesus, if I was just to stay at one place forever, where would it be? I was thinking somewhere along the lines of, like, do you know Machu Picchu, where people would see the whole thing or something?
Yeah.
So you're seeing people's reactions. Now,
also,
I don't know.
Also, you wouldn't be out of place as a pile of rocks in Machu Picchu.
No.
Whereas Times Square, yeah, they'd be like,
you'd kinda,
yeah, I'd say you'd be moved on.
But no, you'd be
like
an immovable pile of rocks. That's
yeah,
the whole thing. Machu Picchu, maybe, or the flip side of that as well is it'd be fairly cool to be on an old beach somewhere where there'd be loads of hot women, like.
Maybe, yeah.
Like Jamaica or somewhere, like.
Jamaica me crazy.
And I suppose if you could do one job for one day for one day only, what would it be?
For just one day.
You've one day and you're just doing this job for one day only.
I remember having this conversation with a few of my friends back in, like, fifth or sixth year in school, and we were saying, like, job, well, no, so I'll answer, probably, like, bank robber, like, something absolutely extreme, like, thief,
yeah.
Like,
and know, there's no consequences,
no,
like.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Consequences.
And you get to keep the
see,
loot.
See, like, I have a day, like, so even if I'm getting, arrested or whatever, like, I'm reset, like.
You're just back to being a podcaster the next day.
Yeah, exactly. But so the question that we had back in 56 years, who would you be, like, you know, for one day, no consequences, right? And we were saying just an absolute scumbag. Like, I'd love to be just an absolute scumbag for a day, like, you know.
Imagine I can't choose that, like.
What? Because you are one.
Yeah. I was thinking, I think like something really cool where you got to experiment with something that you don't normally experiment with, loads to be fairly cool. I was thinking, like, do you know what, a proper Belgian chocolatier or something like that would be fairly cool to be for one day, fucking around with chocolate, trying to, like, you know, make chocolate new or something, like.
Whereas I'm just, like, trying to harm and hassle people and, like, so, like, basically, misery out of people's
lives. I'm this mad chocolatier that owns this, like, multi-million-dollar chocolate company, and you're robbing me vault. Hey, it all comes back to the Snugcast, baby. Oh, look, that's a fairly random episode, on.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was a lot of fun.
I loved how random it was. I actually quite like these little interjections of random episodes. Like,
yeah, the essence of random pub chat, and, like, I love the way, like, we started off with a question from someone on Facebook and end up going down our own path and asking different questions altogether. And, like, that's what pub chat is. We like throwing these up because it's something different for us. Like, we're normally talking about the kind of things that we're thinking of, where it's like, you know, to get to the real crux of what the listeners want to hear, like, you know. Gary, I hope that we sorted out your issue now with a bum for a face or a face for a bum. Like, I really hope it solves a lot of problems for you.
He's not going to sleep for the week until this is released, I'd say, like, you know.
I might have to send him an old message on Facebook just to say, like, you know, this is how it went, just in case you're hanging on a cliff edge there. And look, we're actually great as you are. We're going to be back here on Monday with at the Real Life Doctor on Instagram. We're doing a special couple of episodes with him around some more serious topics, which I hope won't be too heavy and actually are very relevant and something that we strongly believe in. We're coming back also in next week to do another episode of Snowcast, and we'll be doing that episode to release around the time that we'll be landing back in Dublin just after our trip to Liverpool. And when we're in Liverpool, we're meeting a few listeners to record a special Snowcast with listeners. We're meeting Garrett Roberts from the Anfield Rap, hopefully, to do a special interview with him. I've got a few really interesting topics lined up for that chap, and a lot lined up for November. We've got an awful lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and if you want us to talk about anything, or if you know you have any topics that you want to share, not just normal questions but like a full blown topic, please talk to us on any of our social media channels. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Text the two of us.
Yeah, if you know us, just text us. Like, we're not going to. Won't be giving our phone numbers out here yet. But, like, go for it. And, look, it's been a lovely, relaxed evening here in Grady's Yard. And, actually, in the course of the evening, we've got a few other ideas lined up for stuff to do closer to December time with a couple of staff around here. So, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait for it now. I'm actually really gearing up for the 12 Snugs. And that's going to be. Like, I'm pretty much that as. That was what encapsulated us starting this thing, was like
episode one was us plotting it. Already the journey for the 12 Snugs has changed already in terms of the plans compared to what episode one was.
Yeah it's possibly completely different, like, as in nearly every bar, like, we're still going to go the same bars, but it could be a completely different order and everything, like, so.
And what I can't wait is to have all the guests that we've had on and some more coming with us, throwing in their two cents and drinking different things. It's going to be a whirlwind.
As well excited.
Yeah, fucking chalk it down. So that's been us for this week. Really hope you enjoyed the episode. And remember, if you do, please like us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. Share the Snowcast on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. The more people that get to listen to us talking to shite, the more we get to talk shite. And if you like the specials as well, keep commenting, keep engaging with the social media. A couple of things coming in November that we've just spoken about, collaborations as well in December with a couple of other podcasts that we've been talking to as well. And if you like the stuff we did with Grady's Yard and Yellow Belly Beer, we've got a couple of more stuff coming up with breweries as well. So Snowcast Beer is happening in the next 6 months. Thanks a million for listening. I've been DJ Walsh, he's been Owen Tab. Sláinte.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.